the Gemara in Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis reports a machlokes tanoim as to whether a beged tavua is metabel tumas tanim. Tanya Rabbanan, a few lines from the bottom, beged tavua metame mishum kesem. Rabbi Nassim Bar Yosef Omer eino metame mishum kesem. Why should a beged tavua not be metame mishum kesem? Says Rashi. Well, first as a Gemara, Shalatitnu Bigde Savon Al Isha Al Lahaka Al Kismayim. That they're only Misakein, we'll read the Hemshah of the Gemara in a moment what Misakein means. They're only Misakein, Bigde Savonim, Lahaka Al Kismayim. The Gemara says, doesn't mean Misakein. Okay. Says Rashi, Lahaka Al Kismayim, She'ain Akesa Nikerbo Tamari Dam Gomer. That if you have a Begat Savua, a kesem is not recognizable, identifiable as mare dam gamma. The Rashi presumably can be read in two ways. Either ain a kesem nikabo kamare dam gamma, because under most circumstances a kesem is not going to be identifiable as mare dam gamma in a bag of tavua. So Chazal made a blanket carve out that there weren't misakin to masamim for any beged tavua, even if in a particular beged tavua, maybe you could properly identify a kesem as being a source to dam. Or Rashi may be more limited, that since the reason for the exclusion of beged tavua is ein a kesem nirka bo kamari dam gamer, they only excluded that kind of a baguette where it's ain't a nikerbo. But if you have a baguette, even if it's tavua, where it would be nikerbo, then maybe you would have to must summon. Is there an absolute low plug or not? Now, let's say you have a dam that you know is vaday migufa, below hargasha, that is on a begat tavua. So is that a low plug that anytime you have a kesem on a begat tavua, there's no tumas tamim? Or is that only because you can't generally identify it? But if in this case you do identify it as tamim migufa, then you would have tumas tamim. So Rashi could be read either way. The Rambam, Perakas Halacha Zayin. The Rambam is more master that it's a low plug. The kosher ainu mekabel tumah lagazal kesem she yimasebo. The love of Makabal Tumma el in pain haya lavan, aval klitz of onin ain choshishem lakasem anim sabahen. Klitz of onin, we're not choshish rakasem on klitz of onin. So, sounds like across the board, there's no indication of any exclusion from the gadim of onin karva. Okay, and we'll come back to that as far as lemaisa in a little bit. So the Rambam paskens, as we just read, that there is no tumas tamim on a beged tavua like Rav Nathan Bar Yosef. So paskens the Rashba, Taras Abayis Ha'arach Kaf Gimel Amud Beis. So paskens the Rash. However, the Ramban, Perek Dalet Alach Avav, in his Hilchos Mida, the Ramban is Machmir. Perek Dalet Alach Avav. Matzal gabe begadim, afilu hayu kleitiv onin, mikavan shahadam nikar behem tmeya. It's interesting that the way the Ramban formulates it is because dam is nikar behem tmeya. So if you had tivonim where it's not dam nikar behem, would you say it's tahor? The Ramban doesn't say that it, The Ramban is generally quoted as the machmir that there's no carve out of some summon on the Gabin Savon, talking like the Tanakhama. You could read the Ramban in a more limited way. But if it's ain't damnikabahan, it'd be Tahora. Which then wouldn't be that different than Rashi, if you read Rashi's explanation as a more limited parvat as opposed to a low book. So in the Ramban itself, potentially to read it both ways, that goes to Naimini of Kroser Rabbeinu Simcha, here in Osei, to be in the simple fasting that there is so much summon on the garden to bone him. The same cost of Ravan Kidvaros, the Filu Hayuku and Sivonin, Mikavan Sakasa Nuker Bantame. Again, Mikavan Sakasa Nuker Bantame, that's the law shown in the Ramban. We'll see in a moment that the Hagos Mani citation of the Ravan really should be the Ramban, and that's amended in the Frankel Rambam, as Vida points out. So that's what we saw in the Ramban. So, of course, the Rebbeinu Simcha is just fasting that there's no Tumas Tamin on a bag of Tavua. The same pasuk in the first is that Ravan, presumably supposed to be the Ramban, because apparently there is no such thing as Ravan that we're aware of. And the Ramban's lesson that we read is Mikhailin Shadam Nikr Behan Tanei. But whether or not the Ramban's intention was an absolute fact that you never have. You never have kula sung on a bag of tavua, or only if it's nikabo dam nikabo mari dam. But in Shacharar Aflamaisa, we pass in like the Rosh Hashanim that there is an exclusion of bag of tavua from tumas sum, and after your son tefiot, paying kesem to nimsa al bag of tavua tehora. If you look in the Dog of Mirzav on the side. The Talmud Rav says, "Kana honey." The Rabbi Yisum Cholik. Why is Mechaber not quoted a contradiction we shown him? The Bagos Maimoni of Parakas Kasa Rishen Ben Simcha the same Ravan. The Amid the Gemara Davis El Tara Beges Leitami Tarav. Avol Isha Tamei of a Bayla. Afilu Nimsa the Big Day Tivonin. The Kevin Shigam Ramban Masmir Kasa Lahakol Neges Bosha Chamurei Ola. Now the Yehuda says. How could the Mechaber just ignore the other position we've shown him? You have a Ravan, you have a Rebbeinu Simcha, you have a Ramban. We're all Machmir. Like that Rebbeinu Simcha, it's the opposite of the Chasson Sofer strain of thought. Rebbeinu Simcha is Mechalik that there is Tumas Samim as far as the Isha is concerned, meaning we'll ask the woman Levaila if it's on a bag of Tavua, but we're not going to be the time of the bag. So that's the opposite of the approach that we're more beged oriented, and the woman is a derivative of the beged. At least here in this detail, Rebbeinu Simcha says that we're master on the woman and not on the beged. But be that as it may, the Dogma Revolver wonders why is the Mechaber not quote a contrary position, and he thinks it's difficult to be master against what he calls the three major Rishonim. Birka Yosef isn't so bothered. The Dalai Lama says to me, honey, and Rabbi Yosef says on the side, Timhasni Ala Rabba says. So he's Tama on the Dalai Lama, even if you do have three Rishonim. The Rav Minyan, Rav Binyan of Rishonim argue that there is Kula Sonim on the Gadim Sivonim. Leah Hedjah nears Enkan Tema. That Gam, the Gosmai Minyas Tosses of Shem and Simcha, Mishem Ravan. The Nikra Kesem Tomei. Nikomokon, Meharambam, Ishar, Poskin, Kapokin, Yonathan, Mukha the Pleo, Rabbeinu Simcha, Ravan, Ishamad Rabbanan, Ishim Hafi, Nasal Hakio, Zapasha, Zagam Kane Das Maran, Zadoki Katarji, but he also says nothing to talk about. Even if there is a minority position we've shown him, that's not the Pesach and the Kubal, hence not the Pesach in Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the Tifchei Tshuva quotes here in Sekhatan Kaf Aleph from the Tshuva Me'av, the Talmud of the Nod Yehuda, that even though his Rabbi said he should be Machmir, the Tshuva Me'av says that we're not Machmir because the consensus of Rishonim is otherwise. And as we mentioned a moment ago, you're right, that it's even better than the dogma of Avatot, because there is no such Ravan, and when the Hagos Mamin is supposed to Ravan, if the typo really meant the Ramban. Okay. The bottom line, we pass in that there is Kulas Sonim on the Gadin Sivan. So let's go back to the Gemara. And we didn't finish reading the little piece here. The Gemara continues on Samach Aleph on the days. So Tiknu big day tzavonim leisha alahaka al kisneya. After Gemara, Tiknu, my Tiknu. What's that mean? They're only your mitzake in the garden tzavonim lahaka al kisneya. What takana are we talking about? There's no takana. Elishol hutru big day tzavonim leisha alahaka al kisneya. Alahaka al kisneya. The only reason we're magic because of tzavonim is to help them with some fun. Hutru mafada siri. What's that mean? Your magic. Was an iser in kisnan. The pomo shall ask of Yanu, Skazu al Atar of Chasan of Yala Eros, this your Ligdor, Ligdor al Bigbe Tibonin, Army Hadifa Kadela Hakal Gethmein. So there was a point in history after the Korban where there were certain restrictions enacted on what a person could wear as a memory of the Korban, and there was an attempt to Asher wearing the Gadim Tibonin, and that wasn't accepted because the Gadim Tibonin were helpful, Lahatil Mi Ksanas. That's what the Gemara meant. That Hutru, that if not for the fact that Begat Sabu is not a Kalasamim, we would have asked them because of the post-Korban reality. That's what it means, Hutru, that because there is another consideration why it's helpful to allow Begadim Sivonim, there was no Isser of Begadim Sivonim at that time in history. Okay, Adkam Gemara on Samach Aleph on the day. So the Rambam writes as follows. This is back in Alach HaZayin, Parashat Alach HaZayin. So, Kleit Tavon and Ein Choshem HaKathem Inen. So, the Lefikach Tiknu Chachamim Shel Tilba Sha'isha Bigdei Tavonin Kidei Latzil and Midin HaKamim. Therefore, Chachamim Mitzakein to wear the Gadim Tavon. Kazimisha's father, what do you mean Chachamim Mitzakim? The Gemara rejected that. The Gemara initially said Tiknu, whereas a Tiknu is not Takani, means Hutru. Hutru? Yeah, Hutru, because otherwise it would have asked because of the Korban. So why does the Rambam go back to the original iteration of Gemara that seems to be rejected in the Hemshech HaGemara? The first guy the Mishnah says, after Shigirsa Charis Haithalo. Okay, so maybe the Rama had a different Girsa, and somehow Tiknu ends up Lumaskana. Oh, Shusover, the Kaven Delo Itzi, my Damer Tiknu, Elamishum Delo Yadia Man Takninu, Hashta Darmina and Dibitoma, Selasisiana, if not Savinosna, Sukhambi, they devote him, equal Mamed of Tiknu. So maybe there's a step missing in the Gemara. The Gemara never rejected out of hand the possibility that there was a Takana. The Gemara just questioned, we don't know about such a Takana. And maybe the Rambam understood that at the point of Pumas, Shel, Asofyanus, where Chazal contemplated asering the Gadim Tavonim and decided to keep them permissible in order to hustle out Kipnean, so maybe at the same time, part of that consideration was there was a Takana that women Dafka should wear the Gadim Tavonim, Lahakel al Kisnayan, and maybe that's why the Rambam preserves the Lashon HaGemara of Tiknu. Crazy places, Yonathan Iverson suggests, maybe the Rambam understood that there must have been an earlier takana to where the gadim tzivonim. So if Nachris has a takana, then at the time of Tomas Terasafianus, they wouldn't have been so quick to be matir. And the only reason they were matir, despite the counterbalancing consideration of Zechel Korban, or of Korban, was because there was some pre-existing takana, excuse me, to dafka actively wear the gadim tzivonim, the hakel al kisneh. So that background in the Rambam may be relevant for reading the Ramah formulation. But the Ramah writes here, after the Machaber tells us that Kesem Shinimsa al Begat Tavua Tahora, Lefika Tilba Shaisha Digdei Tivonim. Therefore, a woman should wear Begadim Tivonim, Kidei Latil and Iksamim, and the parenthetical reference quotes the Rambam. So literally, it sounds like there is a proactive reason that a woman dafka should wear begadim tzivonim, and the Rambam's lashon was an actual takana to that effect, however we understand that takana, and that seems to be where the Rambam is coming from. Torah HaShlamim, however, says in Tzivkatim Yudalid, he quotes the Rambam, but he quotes the Kafa Mishnah, was bothered where the Rambam gets that takana from. Seems to be against the Gemara, even though the Kafa Mishnah came up with the Teirutim, but at the end of the day, they're Teirutim, it's not Pashat, and therefore the Mechaber makes no reference of such a takana when he formulates the halacha of the Gadim Tzivonim. And even the Ramah is only telling us in Eitz HaTovah that there's no formal takana, even though the Ramah is lashon takana. Even the Ramah doesn't say Tiknu, the Ramah says Lefika Tilba Sheisha. That is an Eitz HaTovah, it's a helpful idea to wear begadim tzivonim l'hakel al kisneihem, but there's no takana as such. Take a look at the Pisei Tshuva Sifkas in Kafbeis. Tilba she'isha digdei tzivonim. The Sefer Amudei Kesef Kasa Bezen Mira Dafka Tilba she'tamid. Can we say a woman should wear begadim tzivonim? Obviously doesn't mean that you should wear begadim tzivonim b'mei nidusa b'mei libuna. What does that mean? B'mei libuna, I understand. You're not going to wear begadim tzivonim during the Shiva Nikiyam, because the point of Shiva Nikiyam, as we'll see, is to determine whether there's any dam. And if you're a begadim tzivonim, that's going to defeat the purpose, because you have to check whether there are any tzivonim or any dan that the woman sees. So that we understand. What does he mean, yimei nidusa? If the woman is bleeding as a nida, so she's having a re'iyah. It's not going to, even if you're a begadim tzivonim, it's not going to help, because she's experiencing a re'iyah. She's not going to have a din l'kesa. What does that mean, yimei nidusa? The Bali Shulchan suggests Tiyunim Osreish Hei. Tiyunim Osreish Hei, maybe what he means is Yom Havet, that a woman with other posts in Minashe Lalacha, he says maybe what this means is that a woman should not wear the government's tzivonim on Yom Havet when she expects to see Dam, because you shouldn't manipulate the situation to avoid having a problematic kesem on a day that you expect to see dam anyway. Okay. Tiyunim fifth kasan resh hei. Now, there may be situations where even the meili buna, even during shivin akiyim, a posek may recommend or allow wearing begadim tzivonim, where there's some consideration that would push in that direction. So Moshe writes, Chelek Beis Siman Ayin Ches, Yerodei Chelek Beis Siman Ayin Ches, that regarding a woman who, because of whatever situation, was having a power conceded in Shivanikiyam, where there was no Hargasha, but she would have Samim that always seemed to appear, and the Samim were not a continuation of the Ria, but for whatever reason she was having some spotting, which made getting a clean Shivanikiyam problematic. So unless you're right, in that situation, that if she's not having an Hargasha, she's just having a certain Samim on her clothing, then she'd be allowed to wear the Gadim Shivonim, even during the first 3 days of Shivanikiyam, which may be more Chamor. So that's, in general, a woman should not wear the Gadim Shivonim during Shivanikiyam. You have to wear the Gadim Levonim, as we'll discuss when we get to the Rosh Halachos. But under certain circumstances, the Moshe says there may be grounds to allow it. 1 second, Rami. The Vosner says, even if you're going to allow it, you shouldn't allow it on day one and day seven. Day one and day seven, those are the most critical days of the Shivanikiyam to establish that the woman is clean. So one and seven, you shouldn't allow the Gadim Shivonim. And the Moshe sounds like he would allow even one and seven. That if there's a need, there's what to be made about to allow wearing the Gadim Shivonim. And no one says that the Gadim Shivonim won't work. Meaning that you shouldn't wear, that's a picture you will hear quote, you shouldn't wear the Gadim Shivonim, b'nei nidusa b'nei libuna. But if you did, it would presumably still be macho in a summon. It just goes against the spirit of the Shivanikiyam.
I don't
think
right.
So what Ramosha meant there, again, it's not, I present Ramosha as being in the same ballpark as the Aruch HaShulchan. He didn't quote the Aruch HaShulchan and explain it, but he says a similar idea in slightly less dramatic terms. But Ramosha is coming to explain how do you have a need with the Raisa, even if women don't ostensibly think they have Hargasha. So mostly they have Hargasha, they're just not sensitive to identify it. But we often discuss at the time, that doesn't mean, that's a question that Rav and others raised, why doesn't it mean it? But it doesn't mean that a woman always has to assume that any time she sees down the Hargasha, because then you never have the whole Parsha Samim. So whatever you answer that question, bottom line, there is a Parsha Samim, and we haven't gotten rid of Sinan Kuptai and Shachanara. So whatever the answer is, there will still be Kula Samim, and there are situations where we're not so ashamed that there was a Hargasha. Okay. So just as the, let's call it the Eitza Tova, you want to call it the Takana of the Rama, whatever Takana means, but the way the Tosafot Shalom explained the Eitza Tova of the Rama to wear Begadim Tzivonim, so that Eitza Tova doesn't just extend to Begadim Tzivonim, but it extends to Sedinim Tzivonim and Karmatsasa Tzivonim, that you should have colored sheets and colored pillows and colored blankets. Because you can have a kesem that falls on one of those things as well, that's to create trouble. So just as a woman, when she's not during Shivanikiyam, should be wearing the Gadim Shivonim, she should also, and we discussed yesterday, maybe a colored toilet paper also, if that exists and it's possible. But a woman should be wearing, should use colored sheets and colored blankets, colored linen, colored pillowcases, etc. So Rabbi Willick says that you shouldn't own white sheets, because if you own them, you're going to use them at some point, and if you use them, you could get into trouble. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that when we get to Shivanikiyam. And Shulchan Aruch says that you should use white sheets, but some of the later posts will explain why that's not as necessary nowadays. As women typically wear undergarments when they're physical. Well, anyway, that's going to pass the summon, so you don't necessarily need white sheets. But you're right, it does say Shulchan Aruch to use white sheets there. Okay. and the Shari Tara just raises the question, it's interesting, the presentation, to the extent that it's based on the Gemara we can discuss, but the presentation that a woman dafka should wear the Gadim Tzavon and Lahasol Mitzamim, which is formulated differently, then it doesn't say you should dafka wear clothing that's in the Kabbalah Tumah, Lahasol Mitzamim, but it sounds like here, definitely, Lechachila, you should wear the Gadim Tzavon and Lahasol Mitzamim. So is there a parallel consideration that a woman can lechachila be osekes b'tzamim in order to lechachila b'tzamim? Can you tell a woman who's concerned that she may see a kesem that she should walk through the meat market and pass by all the shoftim so that she may have more license to be nako because she could be tola the dam that she's going to see on the dam street? They raise that as a question. Do this orientation that is clear in the Gadim Tzavonim, does that apply to other Kaliyas of Tzavonim as well, that you would advise someone, or you could, l'chafila, put yourself in a situation where you will have a more ready Kaliyah, l'hatzil mitzvah. Rabbi Forth, in chapter 11, footnote 39, quoting the Sefer Mei Nida, that no, there's a difference. When it comes to, as we discussed, in the context of Yosef Mitzgris Ode, that according to most poskim, a kesem pachos Mitzgris Ode is mufka from the parsha tzamim, with a blanket, low plug exclusion, that there's no tumah tzamim if it's less than the shear of the Mitzgris Ode. So the same thing is true by tzavonim, that there is a blanket, as we discussed in Rashi earlier, how to use Rashi, that there's a blanket exclusion that any kesem and a bag of tavua was never befiled with zeir of tzamim. But that's fundamentally different than a tliya. Tliya, if a woman is a veris, a shuf shel tabakim, that's not a haskar of the din of tzamim. That's a very specific instance where you can attribute the dam to a particular episode or instance that happened. And any tliya is based fundamentally on a suffix. That suffix, whether the dam is attributable to the shuf shel tabakim, suffix, whether the dam is midufa, to the tzamim, hocham hakel, and you can be nako in that situation of suffix to rely on the tliya. So that's fundamentally different than the gadim tzavonim, where it's an absolute carve out. So there, we can tell you, lechachil, where the gadim tzavonim, because that was totally mufka from the zeir of tzamim from the ghetto, as opposed to tliya, which is based on a suffix. So then we wouldn't tell you, lechachila, you can put yourself in a situation of suffix. And we never tell you, lechachila, put yourself in a situation of suffix, and it did the rabbanon, because anyway, suffix the rabbanon were cool. That's not the correct orientation. Okay. Do we say lechachila to wear begadim the arm of kabel tuma? So we don't find that the same degree in poskim, probably because it may be hard to come by begadim that aren't the kabel tuma, right? Any standard material is going to be the kabel tuma if it's made with as a baguette as such. And even we discussed yesterday, synthetic material, if it's woven together with some other natural material, is going to be metabolic. So for all intents and purposes, it's hard. And definitely in the earlier times when they didn't have synthetic material readily available, everything was basically metabolic. So it's not really practical to tell someone to wear, maybe wear a baguette out of lunar material to be not so metabolic. If there are two different types of tissues?
No, there's two different types of tissues.
Okay. So maybe. I don't think there'd be anything wrong if you constructed such a scenario to let Hafila use the thing that's in the Kabbalatuma. But there's no such formulation, I think, probably because it's... that's really the formulation of the Gemara. Tiknu, the Gemara never talked about Takana, or the Shakya Atari, that's what the Kavanisha points out, that to figure out the sages. So Pasha's status Takana was rejected, the Ramah and the Ramah notwithstanding. But it could be just practically, those scenarios of the cliche and the Kabbalah Tumah aren't as relevant or Shia. Liners? What are liners? You spoke about haircut there. Right, so that, you listen to the tape, to the stuff. Good. Okay, so... sorry? Okay, so let's go back to the 52 here in fifth class and cuff hours. Pifkei Tshuva quotes a Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer is in Siman Kuf Samach Aleph Yerodeya. Chassam Sofer says that the Kula Samim of Tzivonim do not apply to an undergarment. Do not apply to a Beged, a Samach, Lebisara. So the svara is interesting. He says the whole Shakra Torah of the Gemara is about what they potentially would have offered the Tum of Shalach Tzivonim, where there is a havamina to ask the Gadim Tzivonim, if not for the fact that it's Matzul Minat Tzivonim. So clearly, says the Chasam Sofer, there never would have been a havamina to ask their colored undergarments. So that wasn't the need on there. So a colored undergarment, like the Beged Zeya, so if there never was a Havamina to Aser, so we don't know for sure that was Mutter. You're right. L'mata tachas ha-begadim ketsonet she'enu al-amabash ha-zeya, v'zeh enu ru'uya lesor. So that was never, there was never a havamina to aser in a colored undergarment before Moshe left the Ganif. The Mimela, lo matinu sheninu lahatir. So the flip, we don't find that they're immaculate. The Kamen shelo matinu hetero mefurash, yesh lanu lomar ulachalik mitvara. Tanal, shelo mitir el mizagash ala chalak, aval lilba chalak savu asamach lagos mamish, retar ksamim minale. So, mechatesi, that the kulach tzamim and begadim tzivonim applies to an undergarment. Meaning, since in svara, if you see dominant undergarment, it's far more likely that it came to gufa, even if it's lo nira tamari dan tamar, and lo matim mefurish in the Gemara that they were matirit, because the Gemara's nidon presumably is only about outer garments. So the Chassam Sofer thinks that that doesn't help. But the kulas tzamim of the Gadim Tzivonim only applies to outer garments and not to undergarments. Chassam Sofer argues, Chassam Sofer Siman Peches Osalid, Siman Peches Osalid, Chassam Sofer writes, excuse me, that if there was indeed such a chiluk, then why did it take till the Chassam Sofer for anyone to discover it? That lo matinu in the Kanonim, in Poskim, that anyone ever made such a distinction, and how could it be that all the poskim are so same and would have created a nichshol the rabbin to give people the impression that you have kulas tzamim on colored undergarments too? It can't be that if no one wrote this before the Chassam Sofer, that there really is such a chiluk. And that's what the mistibas Rov HaPoskim, that seems to be the case. Rav Avadya points this out as well. Page Shin Peitas. Because of Marsham Chelak Aleph Sim Pei Aleph, Chelak Aleph Marsham Sim Pei Aleph, that the whole reason for the Kulach Samim and Begadim Sivonim is that the Maradam is in Nikr Begadim Sivonim. So it is not Nikr Begadim Sivonim, it's not Nikr in undergarments either. And then you shouldn't be mechalik between different kinds of garments. Now Shari Tara says you could have said the opposite of Rashi. That if you read Rashi in a more limited way, that we're only excluded the Gadim Tzivonim where it's not nikkur tamar dam gomer because you don't know where the dam, whether it's dam where it came from. But if it's on undergarments, so then there's no real question where it came from. Obviously, it can't be fine. So maybe you could have said the opposite of Rashi, but that's not what the Marsham says. And that is generally the generally the consensus of the poskim against the Chasam Sofer, that the Gadim Sivonim are matzil nisanim even on the garment. Rabbi Karp says that maybe even the Chasam Sofer would acknowledge that it works. And the Chasam Sofer says that l'chachila you shouldn't wear colored undergarments. But maybe even the Chasam Sofer would acknowledge that if you did, it would be matzil min haksam. Doesn't sound like the Chasam Sofer, correct. Ravosner has a compromise, if you will. Ravosner here in the Shiur David Levi on this if says that even though the minig is against the Chasam Sofer, the minig is to be nako on the gadim sivonim, even on undergarments, and that's always a recommendation that a woman should wear colored undergarments unless she's holding a shivanikiyam. But if you have a kesem yosem mishigris on an undergarment, so then it's a lot harder to be naked. That we have spoken with previously, the Vosner's recommendation that anytime you have a kesem, you have to be makan a little bit, at least to be porish for some period of time. And we noted that Rav Vosner is also skeptical under certain circumstances in the mako with a sheer drift of yosem mimacholes tibis maneinu. So here too, he says that it's hard if you have the gadim sivonim and you have a kesem yosem mishigris, even though it's on sivonim, if it's on an undergarment, it's hard to be mako because then it's even more apparent where it probably came from. Okay. Now, how colored is colored? What is considered the gadim sivonim? So, if you take a look back, as I said before that, there's a Tshuvas Mil Saka that Rav Avadia quotes on page Shintadi. We'll see in a few moments other pieces from that Tshuva Mil Saka. The Mil Saka writes that Rashi's Lashon and Daf Yud Zayin is She'ein Hadam Nikar Yafa Ella De'ein Lavan. Ein Hadam Nikar Yafa Ella De'ein Lavan. That sounds like Dam is Nikar Yafa on white, and any other color is not white. So if the reason that there's no Tumas Tum in the Gadim Sivonim is because, as Rashi wrote in Daf Samach Aleph, Ein Akasim Nikar Bel Tamari Dam Zamra, so that would apply to any color other than white. But then Rav Avadia quotes others who say maybe not, because Rashi and Daf Yud Zayin is in the context of bedika. So a bedika cloth, bedika has to be white, because you have to have the most pristine perspective on what you're checking, whether you're going to see any dam on the bedika. But maybe that's not the same standard as kula sons of the Gadim Sivonim. Maybe there are more limited types of more limited colors that are befal the kula of the gadim sivonim. So Rav Avadia, for example, is machmir on yellow. That yellow is close enough to white, and you could probably identify dam on yellow. So Rav Avadia says that a yellow beged is not matzio min haksam. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rav Eliashiv, Tifkei Das, page 402, in Chelet Beis, that Rav Eliashiv was machmir in any color that you could easily identify what appears on it. Meaning if you have a pastel or you have a lighter color, even if it's not white, but you could tell pretty clearly if you see red on that color, but that's red, and Rav Eliashiv is machmir, that's not considered without his pseudonym. We quote Rav Eliashiv as having said that the din of the Gadim Sivonim is not a Xeris HaKasov like Paraduma. That is for a reason. That is because Enoch has a nicker bokamar dangamer. So then you have to figure out what color is it, the nicker bokamar dangamer, and what color is it not. Rav Avadya is nota lahakil across the board that any color is considered a color. That's Rabbi Willard's orientation as well. If it's like off-white, then some all posts would agree that off-white is considered white. But even a pastel or even a yellow, according to Rav Avadya, would be considered a beget savua for the purposes of some. We quoted last time a tshuva from the Tzela Chochma, the Stern from Australia, Chelek HaSim and Kuf Mem Tes. So last time we discussed what he wrote in the context of if you have a kesem that changes its appearance. You start off on a beged, she'ein mekabel tumah, and it ends up on a beged and mekabel tumah, or you start off in one. Do you follow Shati Matzor or do you follow where it started off? Or if you had a kesem and you find on toilet paper that obviously it came to the Torah, so is that considered to be a kesem on the Torah? Is that considered to be a kesem on the toilet paper? If in that same tshuva, he discusses the following scenario. Let's say you have a beged tavua which has white on the bottom side of it, or has white in a different section of the garment. So if it starts off in the color section and you pass it on that, and you pass it on that, that it's not metame because it's on tzivonim, even if then it moves to the white section. So since it started in the color section, it's considered savua and matzah min hatzavah. So just like the paskin that the kesem on toilet paper would be considered a kesem al basar because it started al basara, you just picked it up with the toilet paper. So here too, if you have a kesem that starts on a beged savua, even if it moves or migrates onto a beged lavan, but if it starts on a beged savua, then you pass in based on the starting point. And Rav Avadya assumes it's a better question not that way. Rav Avadya says, no, if it ends up on the white, then you consider that as white. So again, that seems to be related to the same question we discussed last time. Do you follow Shasi Maso, or do you follow your starting point? The Ne'il Tzoka has a different scenario. The Gevevi quotes it here. There were two comments that the Gevevi quotes on in his Kedusha on Tifio. So let's look at the second one first. V'cheinim rasa kesem lavan u'mishtei kitzavosav mara edo. So you have a kesem lavan, a non-problematic mara. However, on the extremities, there's some red. Halavan mitzarfan la'edom tia kesem echad v'im yesh be'edom yachad shir kesem t'meh. So even though we paskin, we saw the machlotus al-basar, but al-chaluka, we paskin a tipin a mitzarfin, so if I have one kesem that's less than a gris and another kesem that's less than a gris and they're not connected, then the woman's going to be tahora. However, the Milsaka says if you have a single kesem which is white in the middle, it's a maratar in the middle, on the extremities you have red, and neither red alone is a shear gris, but the two reds together are a shear gris, then the entire kesem lavan is misarek the red on the extremities, and that becomes a maratame. Rabbi Karp explains, he has this in the back section of volume 1 of Mishmar Satara, he has Kiddushim al Seder Adaf, so this is on page Shin Pei Aleph, that in this case, even though it's true that tifin al chalukah are a mitzarfin, but here it's essentially one kesem. So in order to have a tumas kesem, you have to have a single kesem, and you have to have a shiur gris na kesem. So as long as you meet both criteria, and you have a single kesem, and in that kesem you have a shiur gris of red, even if the red is not contiguous, but that's still a shiur gris of red in a single kesem. But if you had a presentation where it's clear that there's no relationship between the two reds, even if you have another non-problematic color that's mitzarif them, then you wouldn't have a shiur. So if it looks like it has the appearance of a single kesem, just a different shape within that kesem, so as long as you have a sum total of a gris of a problematic shape in that kesem, that's going to be mitzarif. But if I have little red here, a little red here, and they have a Mar 11 in the middle, and it's Messiah, but it's clear in the presentation that it's not part of the same Kesem, so then even the Milsaka would agree that's not Messiah. That's what Rabbi Karpreis, that's what Rav Yashiv explained there as well. There is a Shulchan Aruch Haran that argues on this, but the Pesach Mekubal is like this Milsaka, which is l'chumra in the case where I have a single kesem with disparate reds that are tzirus adding up to a shiur gris. So again, I have a single kesem with the mar lav in the middle, less than a gris of red on one side, less than a gris of red on the other side. Together, they're misaris to a shiur gris, and that's going to be usher because fundamentally that's all considered as a single kesem with a shiur gris v'od of a problematic life. Okay. Now let's look back at the first part of the Kivager. Imhu minumar seva al lavan, the hakesem al seva, the yose al kitzavosav al halava. So you have a beged that has colored areas and white areas. So let's say you have a white garment, and there are colored boxes or colored polka dots or colored designs on the beged. So humenumar tseva lavan, it's spotted with areas of color on a white garment. Vakesem ala tseva, and the kesem is on the colored part of the garment. The yotze al kitzosav al halavan, but the tzeva extends, the kesem extends from the tzavua part to the lavan part. In bamashi yesh al halavan yesh bo kishir at tzeva nitzarfan lekesem echa. So if on the white part you have a shear gris, and the kesem extends both over the white and over the color part, so that's considered to be mitzuraf for a shiur gris. Avalim ein bo kishir rak mitzarfa shalaseva tahora. So now let's say you have white colored white, and the sum total of the white, even though it's not contiguous, is going to be a shiur gris, and the seva is mitzaref the two whites to a shear grit. But if you're only going to get to the shear grit by counting the area of the damlet on the tavua part, then that's not going to create a tear. Yeah. Correct. You have a single.
You have here's your garment. So this is it's a white garment, and this is a green box, and this is a green box, and I have a kesem that extends
Okay, so that's the first halacha that we may repose from the Ne'el Tzaka. Chavasah is cholek l'chumah. Chavasah says,
no, even in the case where you need the seva to be mitzvahed, it's going to be mitzvahed. Because that's the whole reason for
the kulak tzamim and a bag of tzavua is that you can't identify this as a ketzem of God. But let's be honest. You can see half of it on the lavan. You know it's all the same ketzem. So there's nothing, you know what it is. It's all, you have a grist worth of a ketzem, and you see half of it on lavan, so it's clear it's all the same ketzem, and it's all the same color, even if the color might be slightly distorted on the tzavua part. And the Ne'el Tzaka says, no, that's the nature of the exclusion of tzavonim. You need to have a sheer grist on a lavan in order to be problematic. If part of it is on tzavua, even if you know what the source is, it's still going to be tzavua. Okay, the Moshe is actually machmir like the Chavasah, Chela Gimel Simen Nun Gimel. The Moshe Chela Gimel Simen Nun Gimel thinks he should be machmir like the Chavasah. He writes in left, it's the Shafat Chap, the Makom Puruvu. That even if you don't have a Kesem, even if you don't have a Shia Gris on the white part, the red is Mitzaris. So most folks can, the Minna seems to be Lahaka. So writes Rabbi Karp, so writes Rabbi Zavadya, so writes Rabbi Kors, that the Minig is Lakula, and like this Ne'el Tzaka. Rabbi Forrest makes the following observation. The formulation for them in Shulchan Aruch is Kesem Shenimsa al Davar She'ena Mekabel Tuma. And when it comes to Tavua, it's Kesem Shenimsa al Beged Tavua. That sounds like Davar She'ena Mekabel Tuma versus Beged Tavua, that the Kula of Tavonim is limited to the Gadim. Let's say you find dam on a kli tzavua hamakabel tuma. So do you have the kula of tzavonim on a kli, on a generic kli, or is it only limited to bedazim? So you could use the same logic, but the question is, what are the parameters of the zera? Or what are the parameters of the exclusion from Tuma Tzavim? Maybe Chazal only excluded the Gadim. Maybe, but then why is the formulation, at least he picks up, and why is the formulation the Gadim? So he quotes a tshuva of the Sholem Eishiv, we saw Felix Aleph Simon Shintan of Faith. So you saw Felix Aleph Simon Shintan of Faith. Who's bothered by the following. The Gemara in Daf Samach Amud Beis has a Maisa where they found Dam Al Fasa Shalambati, Aleish Elzayas. That they found it on the rim of the bathtub and on an olive leaf, and the Chachamim were metamic. And the Chachamim held that even if it's Eina Mekabel Tumah, it's Mekabel Tumah against Reb Nechemya, right? So the Chachamim, the Reb Nechemya, who said that there's no exclusion of Eina Mekabel Tumah, but because there's no exclusion of Eina Mekabel Tumah, even a Kesem on Shrasa Shalom Bati, even a Kesem on Olah Shel Zayis, is going to be Tumah. But as the Shalom Meish is, okay, so it's not Mekabel Tumah, what about Tzivonim? The Olah Shel Zayis is Tzavua, and we don't know what color the Abati was, but at least the Olah Shel Zayis, it wasn't a white olive. So okay, the Chachamim of Nechemya argue that there's no exclusion of Eina Mekabel Tumah, but they should agree to Tzivonim. So maybe that's the point. So maybe the whole exclusion of Tzivonim is only for Bedadim and not for Shar Kalim. The Shari Tara, the Simla Pastern, at the end of Simon Yitzchak, he just points out, on the Rambam, it's not much of this way at all. The Rambam, in the love we just read, Tesla Lachazayan, says, Tesem Shanim to Aldarish Eid and Makabal Tama, Eta Yashua, Kliya Vadim, Kliya Dam, Kliya Galalim, etc. And then he says, and there's also an exclusion of Kliya Tivonim. So the Rambam, there's no distinction between the Bedadim and Kalim. He refers to, now, Klei Tzivonim could mean the Bedadim Tzivonim, because Kalim could refer to the Bedadim, but it's the same formulation of Klei Avonim versus Klei Tzivonim, Kalim Shenim Mekabel Tumah, so you don't get the impression from the Rambam that there's any Siluk. But if you don't say like that, and you want to entertain that there is a distinction between the Bedadim and other Kalim, that the Hetzer of Tzivonim, or the exclusion of Tzivonim, is only for the Bedadim, not for Kalim, there might be what to talk about. He says, if you don't say it like that, so maybe the reason it says Bedadim is Lafuke Alabasar, that there's no exclusion of Tzivonim on Basar, but Beged isn't to the exclusion of other Kalim. So Rabbi Schwartz raises this as something to consider with the possible Nafkamina on... if you accept minimally that there's no Heter Tavua al-Bisara, so then there'd be no license to be Makel if a woman has colored nail polish and finds a castle on the nail polish to say that there's no Tumas Tzamim because it's Tavua. Because there was no such exclusion al Bisara. Whether it applies to other Kalim or not, that's not so clear. Okay, yeah. Ethan Blankers would be considered the Gadin, probably. Figure out in Kabbalah Tumah definitions where that fits. That goes back to our left here. I'm not sure. If you're going to distinguish between a Beged and Shar Kalim, right? I guess this goes back to Moshe. So, what would the Svar L'Chali be? Why would you say that Chazal were only excluded some of Tzamim from the Gadim Tzivonim and not from Kalim Tzivonim. If it's in a near Gemara Dam Gomer, so that should be true on Kalim also. I'm not sure. Would it be because of Baghdad? It's more likely that the casting came from another source than it's, I'm not sure. The other source doesn't really develop that. I'm not sure. Okay, think about it. Okay, we'll stop here. Come on, 15 minutes over. Stay safe.